I'd like to sing you this song to a Bob Dylan tune. It's a protest, song of protest. It's called Mr. Tangerine Man.
You Can't Make It Up, show number 303 for Decision Day 2016 in the USA.
What a scary thought.
Hey, Mr. Tangerine Man, what's that on your head? Is it alive or is it dead? Do you keep it on in bed? How often is it fed? We're dying to take a peek to see what's under it. Hey, Mr. Tangerine Man, waving at your fans. It's all about those little hands and your non-existent master plan. And on a cold November morning, no one's following you. Well, your mother must have told you, Donald, you can do no wrong. You're handsome, big and strong. You will struggle hard and long. Despite your sacrifice, they'll hate you 'cause you're ravishing. When you look inside the mirror, tell me, what is it you see? Is it the one and only me? Someone we all wanna be? In your own reality, with your weirdo family, your casino golf club dreams, and the ruins of other schemes like Trump University and all the other gifts that you've been lavishing. Hey, Mr. Tangerine Man, what's that on your head? Is it
this is the scariest election day I think I've ever lived through.
It's so close to Halloween, too.
It's ridiculous. There's a difference, folks. I don't want to get political, but there is a huge difference. Think about it before you go and vote, please.
Wesley Stace out of, I think he's a Brit, with Mr. Tangerine Man.
Yeah.
Live at the Philadelphia Folk Festival. He thought about it, and he just said, look, here's my vote right here. Mr. Tangerine Man.
You know.
And in case there's any question, I'm a white man just like you. Not a black man or a Jew or a Muslim or Hindu. But I'm scared of what you do. You blow us all to Timbuktu. Please bid the phone adieu. Well, it's time to stop the insults and the tweeting. It's not hard to kill an elephant, and that's just what you did. Like your inbred rat tooth kids. It's fair game, you're pure id. Well, who are you trying to kid with your presidential bid? You're either gonna flip your lid or shut down the whole grid, 'cause even rich men get outbid, and your claim it's rigged before you take your beating. Hey, Mr. Tangerine Man, leave your gilded throne.
Our electorate is so stupid. Here's what's going to happen in part, all right? We're supposed to have set our clocks ahead already.
Oh, yeah. Changed. Oh, wait. I'm not here that yet. I didn't set them ahead. All right.
Well, I'm just saying. Think of all the millions of idiots around here that didn't do it.
Well, no,
and they're
going
to miss the polls because they're going to be late anyway.
Yes. I just said I didn't set it ahead. I'm glad I didn't, because you're supposed to set it back.
Well, there you go. Or fall backs. Whatever it is.
Fall back in the fall. Back. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So people are going to miss voting because they got their clocks wrong.
Well, let's hope the Republicans miss it. How's that? If you couldn't tell, we lean a little to the right. I'm left. Left.
What?
Left.
What?
If you couldn't take two. If you couldn't tell, we lean a little to the left here, then by the song, that I can't help you. And then maybe you shouldn't be voting, you know? Get a designated voter. If you're wondering where that song came from, go to 30days30songs.com. These are all artists who are, let's say, anti-Donald Trump. Would you be mild? Listen to some of the songs. What we just played was very tame in comparison. You know, one of the things we haven't done with our show in a very, very long time, besides not doing our show,
in
a very, very long time, is a segment we used to do called Nice Try, Bozo. It's the people that do things just to get on this show, just to get mentioned. I found one. And by now, everybody's heard about him or it. Back, 4 weeks ago, three weeks, Portland police, downtown Portland, Maine, where we are, There were motorists stopped everywhere honking their horns because there was a tree in the intersection, or so it would seem. Cops charging the tree with blocking traffic. Turns out, of course, the tree was a man dressed as a blue spruce. Anybody related to this man? You can just tell everybody to go away from the radio right now. And so there he was in downtown Portland at a busy intersection, busy for Portland being more than four cars.
Very nice.
The guy wearing the pine needles, 30-year-old Asher Woodworth, calls himself a performance artist. A tree is but a tree. He told police he wanted to see, quote, how he might impact people's natural choreography. They told him they'd let him off with a warning if he would make like a tree and
no.
leave. Asher sashayed back out of traffic. And so cops said, look, we'll take you back to the station. We've got two choices, book you or decorate you.
I vote B.
Yes. Put that star, stick it right in the top of his noggin there. He remained silent, answering, I presume, the ages-old debate about whether trees fall and then sound waves exist in a vacuum, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The void in this case being the space between Asher Woodworth's ears. So deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Well, to paraphrase the poet, I think that I shall never see a bozo as stupid as a tree.
Yes. Nice try, bozo. Idiot. That's all I got for this part. I know that you've got something that happened in Canada.
Well, let's circle back to the fact that we do have an election coming up. And understandably, a lot of people are concerned that if Trump wins, what's going to happen? And I know a lot of people, even you've said this privately, that if he wins, you're going to Canada.
Well, no. I figured out if he wins and has actually the missile codes, you know, he has access to the biscuit and the football, Canada ain't far enough.
No. Well, here's my thing.
The Azores might be far enough. But
here's another reason why you might not want to go to Canada.
Okay.
And for this, you may remember, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, we did a 4th of July show back on, you know, the 4th of July. And you correctly pointed out that not only were we celebrating American independence, but the Canadians were celebrating theirs, right?
Yes.
Well, okay. And you made the statement, and I quote, and the jury's still out on who's smarter.
Yes, that's right.
But guess what?
Yeah.
The jury's back in.
And? It's a tie.
I have the proof.
Okay.
Because, case in point, here's what our bozo of the week did over in the town of, hope I pronounce this right, Guelph in southwestern Ontario.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, that is referenced all the time by a friend of ours up in Canada. Yes. Guelph is an upscale section of, it is. It's very, you have to be well-heeled to live there, they tell me. Yes.
Well, that goes and flies in the face of this item.
Okay.
So this guy is out driving in the evening, late evening, and apparently oblivious to the fact that there might be a police car here and there, you know, patrolling the roads with radar guns, stuff like that. And sure enough, on this evening, there was an officer out there with a radar gun, and the officer saw what he first thought was a bicycle light heading passing by, all right? That's all he could see was a bicycle light. Well, if it was a bike, apparently it was a really fast one because the cop clocked it.
There it is.
Don't use that.
We'll edit that out. This, if you notice a big hole in the production, that's the part you didn't want to hear.
You know, I did that in rehearsal. Not that I rehearsed, but so anyway, if it was a bike, apparently it was going really, really fast because the cop clocked it at about 70 miles an hour in a 40-mile-an-hour zone. So he gives chase. And upon closer examination, the cop sees that the vehicle has no working exterior lights, you know, no headlights, no taillights. But there was just a single light apparently coming from inside the car. So he pursued, he caught up with the car, pulled the guy over, took a look inside. And what he saw, the driver was wearing around his head a battery-powered LED lamp.
Yes.
Of course he was.
You know what they say, the light's on but nobody's home?
Well, in this case, that's both true, yes. So, I mean, technically, I guess that's a headlight, you know, but not legally. and not a great costume either, by the way.
Did they book him?
Yeah, well, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Way ahead of me, as
I'm
always.
I'm sorry. No, I'm just asking.
Okay. So anyway, good thing the guy didn't say to the cop, trick or treat, because he wasn't getting any treats. What he did get was being charged with speeding, operating an unsafe vehicle, and he had his vehicle unceremoniously towed from the scene. So, say it with me, Happy Halloween, bozo. Who does that?
I don't know. They could have added one other charge, and that is too stupid to be out here in public.
Well, then that just makes it too easy for us. I only offer this for consideration if you have an uncontrollable urge to break out a song with "Oh Canada."
I think you're right. The jury has been seated, and have you reached a verdict? Yes. Yes, we have, Your Honor.
Yeah,
we find it a tie, actually. We've been to the U.S. and we
it's too close to call.
Let's go to the videotape. Could I leave you with a limerick?
Yeah, if you like.
There once was a elf from Guelph. No, wait a minute. There once was an elf from Guelph who wanted to take a picture of self. Short of a camera and out of a cell phone, the Dwelf. No, I can't go there.
No?
No.
All right, let me leave you with one.
All right.
There once was a girl from Nantucket.
No. Everyone knows that one. Stop. It's time to play what we do the first show of each month. In this case, it's the only show this month so far, right?
The last of them.
Yeah, and it's called Fun with English, otherwise known as What Happens When News People and people who write all kinds of signage and everything that has to do with the English language that they botch, that they just don't get right. And we find the ones that are just so stupid you can't. Well, anyway, here we go. We're going to go across the pond.
Of course.
To Hertfordshire, where the newspaper The Mercury on October 14th. This item, this headline, tributes paid to Waltham Cross Labour Councillor who was a real character following his death.
Guy, what a guy.
I wonder what he was like in life.
<Yeah.
laughs> Wearing a lampshade. All right, if you're going to do something, this next item says, do it properly. Now take this item from the Minneapolis Star Tribune last month. Quote, Ryan D. Peterson, 37, was convicted Friday morning of first-degree premeditated murder for fatally shooting a law clerk 8 times earlier this year.
Earlier?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
If you're going to do it, don't shoot a law clerk.
No. Well, if it's 8 times, it's got to be
Shakespeare said, go right to the source, kill all the lawyers.
Well, you know, nothing wrong there.
No. This puzzling statement, we're going to go down under from the Age of Melbourne last month about the illegal demolition of a heritage-listed pub. Quote, a petition law students started this week demanding the pub be rebuilt by Tuesday afternoon had more than 5,000 signatures. I think there should have been a comma after the word rebuilt.
You think? the lost art of punctuation.
I want that pub and I want it by yesterday. A confusing headline in the Boston Globe online left readers, I know it did me, wondering who the hell was searching for whom. Here's the quote. Woman found abandoned in hospital as baby searches for mom.
What's that baby doing crawling the hallways here?
The website of the hotel in California seems like it's straight out of Hotel California. You know, you can check out anytime you want, but you can never leave. Feels like they may be providing more amenities than you're looking for. Quote, nestled in your opulent guest room with luxurious bedding and special amenities, the Drisco's thoughtful staff will be there to anticipate your needs and carry out your wishes. I wonder if they keep them in the little mini bar.
I don't think I want them there.
The entire staff.
Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
Did you not see the do not disturb sign?
Oh, hello. I want to thank, and I know you do too,
well,
etymologist extraordinaire Michael Quinion and his excellent worldwide words for sharing with us, although he still is not aware he's doing that. His article, you can find more about Michael Quinion and his fascinating take on languages at www.words.org. www-words.org. All right.
Michael, what you call plagiarism, what ye call research.
That's right. Well, we accredited you, sir. Now, I know you want to cut in on what we make on the show. Well, funny thing about that, Michael. Do you have something to tag on to this this Fun with English debacle?
Sure.
Okay.
But every time I do, I'm reminded of what we tell everybody when you do this. Read it out loud.
Yes, that would be the case.
Before you publish. All right.
Whether it's print or not, yes.
Yeah, a couple of quickies. This real bargain in the want ads of the Gettysburg Area Merchandiser. You ready? Free piano with matching bench seat, very good condition, all keys work, probably. Well, it's a bargain.
It is. If you're looking for 88 that work, well,
yeah, right.
Good luck.
Give me a little bass on those 87s.
Let the piano player beware.
And from Holland, Michigan, which is where one of my big clients is, the Holland Evening Sentinel had this bit, which may be more relevant to people of my Hebrew persuasion, but you might get it. All right. It's a story that reads, to begin with, "It took many rabbits many years to write the Talmud."
Okay. It was supposed to have read what?
Went years and years to study to be a rabbit.
Yeah, rabbis.
Yes.
What is the plural of rabbi?
Apparently rabbits. Silly rabbit.
I'm driving in my car. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, I bet you did save a special moment of duh for us, didn't you?
I certainly did. Mm-hmm. And it, of course, qualifies as our tip of the week. And, you know, how long have we been doing this show? 8 years?
Yes.
And we've been trying to help stupid criminals stop being stupid and stop being criminals. How's that working out?
They're all still criminals and still stupid.
They are.
After all these years.
So we'll try again. Mm-hmm. This tip of the week, and it is going like this. If you are going to rob a place in the wee hours of the night in pitch darkness, you know, bring a flashlight or something so you can see if the stuff you're stealing is, you know, really worth stealing. That would be our tip. Well, you know, we're all radio people. Mm. Remember playing the great Springsteen hit Dancing in the Dark?
Right? Yes, yes.
Yeah, played it too many times.
Wear my sunglasses at night?
Well, here's something that can go wrong if you are an idiot burglar and you do your own form of Dancing in the Dark, which is what happened over in the town of Indio, California, which I've never heard of.
It sounds like it might be Northern California. Indio sounds classy.
Yeah, well, this is... Stay classy.
Yes.
It should be Idio. Anyway, so we got this would-be thief. He breaks into a local YMCA.
Okay, here we go.
Cue the Indian.
Yes.
And he does so in the wee hours in the morning, breaking in the usual way for this show, through the ceiling, falling through the ceiling tiles. You've seen that bit before,
broken,
right?
Through the bathroom window.
Yeah, right. But that was only his second mistake. His first mistake was, this is a YMCA.
Yes.
I mean, what is worth stealing at a YMCA?
Well, everyone's welcome.
Clipboards? I mean, come on.
Everyone's welcome, you know.
So anyway, it was really dark, which is the whole point of this thing.
Yes.
And this clown apparently didn't have a flashlight. So he's groping around until he comes across what he thinks is a cash register. And he reaches in and grabs what he thinks are some money, some bills, et cetera, et cetera. And he takes off. Now, it's only after he got back out into the light that he realized a few things.
Yeah.
One, he discovered that what he actually broke into was the YMCA's children's center.
Well.
And what a children's center have a lot of?
Books.
Toys.
Oh, toys, of course. That was my second choice.
So that cash register he popped open was a toy cash register.
Ah.
And the money he took was play money.
Play money, yes, of course.
Hundreds and hundreds of dollars, but all fake.
What a moron. He couldn't tell the difference?
No. Anyway, so believe it or not, there was surveillance video of this whole thing.
Yes.
And the
for
cops
posterity.
And the cops have put out a bulletin or a notice, and they're asking the local public, if you know anything about this, call us. There might be a cash reward in it for you.
Play money.
Well, they said real money, but who knows?
Play money, would even in the dark, would feel smaller, wouldn't it?
You would think so. I mean, this isn't our official tip of the week this week, but, you know, bring a flashlight. I mean, come on.
A lot of things feel smaller in the dark.
But, yes. I'm sorry.
He's holding his own today, isn't he?
He is, yes.
Quick question, see if you're paying attention. How many song titles did I reference in my rebuttals?
You know, I got to give you that. You know, as old DJs, we have them at our mental fingertips.
Yes.
Speaking of rock and roll, you want to feel old?
Go ahead.
Chuck Berry.
Yes.
Chuck Berry is 90 years old.
Oh, stop. I wouldn't have guessed a day over 80.
90. Born 1926, October 18th. And I went to his website. He has a website. He is putting out a new album next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's called Chuck. It's as far as he can get.
Yeah. It's all I can remember.
Yeah.
Oh, Mabel, hit me my reading glasses. You know, I leave you with this. This is for you, sir. When you sent me your notes on what you were going to, the content in the show the other day, you sent me the notes you wanted to use.
I did.
The last thing you asked was, does that help?
Yeah.
Let's ask our listener.
Yeah, right.
Does that help?
And happy birthday, Chuck Berry.
Well, that's going to do it for this special Election Day 2016 edition. And coming in the door, we kind of made fun. Well, kind of.
Kind of.
Shot the hell out of Mr. Trump, didn't we? The Mr. Well, Tangerine know, Man.
I mean, the next show we do, the election will be over. And that may determine if we have a next show to do.
Well, and where we're doing it from.
Right.
I hope they have internet service in the Azores.
Well, we're going to be huge.
Huge. Huge. Oh, well, let's add a little bit of dignity to the show. We'll try something new. We'll close with a song that I think everyone should take and stop and think about, and that is belief in our system, and does it work, and it still works. So if you live in the United States, if you live in Canada, good luck, because, you know, if he's elected, they're coming for you. This is one half of the duo known as Anchor and Bell, Noah Needleman. And on this song, he features the instrumentation of Jacob, and I hope I get your last name right, Jacob. I think the S is silent. We're going to go for Zekely, Jacob Zekely. Now, I believe he's playing the cello. I've never seen one, so I'm just guessing now. This is a cover of John Mayer's song Belief, and I think you will find it apropos if you are like us and would like to see a little bit of sanity re-enter the whole spectrum here as we approach tomorrow's Decision Day 2016.
And if you have to look up apropos, you're probably voting for Trump.
Yes. Good luck finding the ballots.
Is there anyone who ever remembers changing their minds from the pain on a sign? Is there anyone who really recalls?
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2cansComedy.com.
Oh, everyone believes in how they think it ought to be. Oh, everyone believes they're not going easily. Armor that makes for the heaviest sword, like punching underwater. You never can hit who you're trying for. Some need the exhibition, and some have to know they tried. It's a chemical weapon for the war that's raging on inside. Oh, everyone believes from emptiness to everything. Everyone believes, and no one's going quietly. We're never gonna win the world. We're never gonna stop the war. We're never gonna be this if belief is what we're fighting for. We're never gonna win the world. We're never gonna stop the war. We're never gonna be this if belief is what we're fighting for. Thank you. We're never gonna stop the war. We're never gonna beat this. Belief is what we're fighting for. We're never gonna win the war. We're never gonna stop the war. We're never gonna beat this if belief is what we're fighting for. Ooh. What puts 100,000 children in the sand? Believe can. Folded flag inside his mother's hand.